Now I must move on. When we come now to Psalm 146, these five concluding psalms here are hallelujah psalms. If you'll notice, they begin and end with, "Praise ye the Lord." And that, of course, is hallelujah. The 146 says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul." And that means not with the lips, but genuinely to praise God. Now it says in verse 3, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." This is a very interesting statement here. Dr. A.C. Gabelein, years ago, told about a visit that he had from a Jewish friend who came to him, and he said that there was a warning in the Old Testament against Jesus as the Son of Man. And this was the verse that he gave to Dr. Gabelein. He says, it says here, "Put not your trust in the Son of Man." And then Dr. Gabelein explained to him, he says that if he was only the Son of Man, then you shouldn't put your trust in him. But he's more than the Son of Man. He is the Son of God also. And that he actually was Emmanuel, God with us. And since he was Emmanuel, God with us, that's the reason they could call him Jesus, because he'd save his people from their sins. Now we see that the Lord is mentioned here three times, and we have in this closing verse three times. Well, in the closing here, he's mentioned eight times. Jehovah looseth the prisoners. Jehovah openeth the eyes of the blind. And if they're open today, he'll be the one to do it. Jehovah raiseth those that are bowed down. Jehovah loveth the righteous. Jehovah preserveth the strangers. He sustains the fatherless and the widow. God is the one that's in the business of helping. As Jehovah, he's Redeemer. As Creator, he is Elohim. The Psalms make that abundantly clear.